And now, Solomon Amuzu, our resident permaculturist in Ghana, will present his segment on soil.
Hi, lovely people. We thank you so much for how far you've been with us throughout permaculture segments. Today's topic, we'll be talking about soils. In permaculture, soils are not considered to be a severe limiting factor. The soil ecology, over some years and with the proper attention, can be changed and improved. The house site and zone 1 is not selected purely on the basis of soils. Although, if good soils exist on a particular area and most other factors make it a good location, by all means, set the house and gardens there to save a year or two. Very few soils are totally worthless. There are always colonizing or pioneer species to start with. Almond and olives do well on a rocky areas with a very little soil. Black currant and butternut grow on a poorly drained site. Blueberries thrive in a very acid soil, and honey locust can grow on the most alkaline of soils. On any site, basic soil survey is necessary to find out the pH for garden and orchard, drainage capacity, and types of vegetation already growing. From there, we can decide the species we need to plant and the type of a soil improvement we need to make, depending on the scale of land use. Obviously, the greatest effort will go into the home, garden, and orchard, while outlying areas will receive broad-scale attention. Bare soil is damaged soil and occurs only where people or introduced animals have interfered with the natural ecological balance. Once soil has been bared, it is easily damaged by sun, wind, and water. Cultivating the soil then only damages soil life processes, but may even cause more extension soil losses. The three main approaches to minimal soil losses in permaculture, which aerate and add nutrients to the soil, are 1. Growing forests and shrubberies to protect the soil, which is afforestation. 2. Using ploughs that do not turn the soil, that is soil conditioning. Encouraging life forms, especially worms, to aerate compacted soil, that is mulching or composting. The first two deals with large areas, but the last deals with small areas. Forestry and soil conditioning produce their own mulch, whereas mulch can be applied to a small gardens. Often, the pest plants of which we complain, lantana, capeweed, blackberries, thistle, and so on, are an indication that soil damage has occurred. Some of these plants are pioneers and will eventually modify the soil so that other species are able to grow. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. My name is Solomon Amuzu.